Okay, today we begin the 11th perek of Maseches Kelim, perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klei Matachos P'shtein U'Mekablei and Tmein. When it comes to metal kelim, whether they have a base kibble or whether it's just a flat kli, it is tamei. Unlike other kelim, where only if it has a base kibble, it's tamei, meaning it's able to be mekabel tuma. Nishperu tiaru. If you break the metal kli, it becomes tahar. Chazav asaman kli. If you then refashion it into a functional kli, chazul tamasana yishana. The tuma comes back. No, the halacha is not true by every kind of tumah, only by tumas meis, meaning if it had tumas meis and it was broken and then you turned it back into a new kli, the tumas meis comes back. But any other kind of tumah where it breaks and then you fashion it into a new kli, the tumah does not return. Mishnah beis, kol kli matachos sheyesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo. Any metal kli that has its own name, meaning it's not a piece of another kli, it's got its own name, tameh. So it could become tameh, meaning on its own. It doesn't have to be attached to anything else to become tameh because it's not a section of anything else. Chutz min hadeles, except for a door, umin haneger, and a door peg that they used to have instead of, like we have a door knob where the thing goes into the hole in the side of the door. They used to have a thing on the bottom of the door where something would go into the floor to keep the door closed. Umin amanul, and a lock, v'aposech, and the socket that's underneath the hinge of the door, vatzir, and the hinge of the door itself, meaning their hinges also weren't like our hinges where it's built into the side of the door. It was a pole on the top and the bottom that went into the floor and the ceiling. Vakora, a beam of a house, vatzinor, and a pipe. So even though these things are called by their own names, but nevertheless they're not mekabel tuma on their own, she na'asu lekarka, because they're made to be attached to the ground. And therefore, even though they have their own names, they're considered to be batel to the ground. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that kli matchos don't need a base kibble in order to become tameh. If they are tameh, then they break their tahar, but then when they're reconstituted, they become tameh, they go back to their old tumah, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says that that's only true by tumas meis, it's not true by other forms of tumah. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that any kli mateches that has its own name, because it functions independently, is going to be mekabel tumah independently, except for those elements of a door that are only meant to function as while they are attached to the ground. So even though they have their own name, they're not mekabel tumah on their own. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.